This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The presidential candidates are pounding the pavement in swing states. Former President Trump is speaking in Pennsylvania.
I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible Commonwealth with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. I'd like to begin by asking a question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Vice President Harris is in Atlanta after a stop in Detroit. CBS's Christian Benavidez has more from Michigan.
Hey, Detroit, are we ready?
Vice President Kamala Harris took the stage in Detroit as in-person early voting kicked off in the Motor City.
We're going to go vote today. We're going to remind people to vote. We're going to register folks to vote.
More than 1 million Michiganders have already voted by mail in the November 5th election.
The judge overseeing Trump's federal election interference case unsealed hundreds of pages of evidence collected by special counsel Jack Smith. CBS's Scott McFarland took a look.
In one of the depositions released on Friday, the White House aide told investigators when Trump was informed there was rioting at the Capitol January 6th, he responded by saying, "Oh, really? Let's go see." Then the aide said he handed him the TV remote control. Then the aide went to grab Trump a Diet Coke. Jack Smith has argued Trump scrolled his phone and watched the attack on television without immediately calling off the rioters.
Here in Seattle, striking Boeing workers are set to vote on a new contract offer Wednesday. The BBC's Bridge Rowan.
More than 30,000 workers at Boeing, mainly in Washington state, have been on strike since mid-September. The stoppage has halted production of a number of the company's planes, including its best-selling 737 MAX.
The offer includes a 35% pay raise over 4 years. Fighting between Israel and militants continues even after Israeli forces killed the top Hamas leader. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
In the past day, Israel has ramped up ground and air assaults, saying Hamas is regrouping. Despite the death of its leader, Yahya Sinwar, his last moments of life alone, wounded and bleeding in the shattered building in Rafah in the south. From the street, a tank took aim and fired.
There is still hope his death will lead to a ceasefire and return of Israeli hostages. Cleveland will rock tonight. Peter Frampton, one of this year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Americans say inflation is taking a bite out of Thanksgiving.
With Turkey Day right around the corner, Butterball's new togetherness report found we're all stressed about paying for the feast. 98% of consumers say inflation will impact their holiday meal. That's a big jump from last year. But according to the report, the bird will still take center stage, along with turkey's usual Thanksgiving BFFs. Most people said they plan to cut back on the non-food items, like paper goods and decor. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend about $3.5 billion on Halloween candy this year. M&Ms are the nation's favorite Halloween treat, according to CandyStore.com's annual survey. The candy knocked Reese's Peanut Butter Cups to second place this year in what confectionery experts call another upset. Sour Patch Kids moved up to the number three spot. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and alone, the low 50s tonight. Sunshine returns for tomorrow and even warmer, a high around 80. And up again on Monday, more sun and low 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s for the high on Tuesday. Slight shower chance Tuesday night, Wednesday. It's 60 right now.
Just the Robinson's affair. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Hits. WRJN.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your loving, although you're never near, smile. You know, things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Oh, love, on a boat, on a boat, on a boat, on the midnight train ride. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. change, change, change.
Oh, sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance,
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. We start with breaking news in Georgia, where at least seven people are dead in the collapse of a ferry dock on